we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Capital Pawn Shop on Alabama 14 in Millbrook for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, down by around 5,000 votes, is not conceding yesterday's election to Democrat Andy Beshear. Beshear's declared victory. In Mississippi,
voters chose Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves over Democrat Jim Hood to fill the seat of term-limited Governor Phil Bryant. Reeves thanked the voters last night.
You got us through the primary. You got us through the runoff. And you got us through the toughest general election in the last 28 years. In Mississippi.
In Virginia, Democrats took full control of the state legislature for the first time in more than two decades.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There's a suspect arrested in Mexico in the drug cartel murder of nine people killed in an ambush Monday, members of a Mormon family, Mexican-American citizens.
We just hope that because of this tragedy, these countries can somehow unite.
Leif Langford's a relative there on Fox and Friends this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. I've been saying all week long that Wednesday, today, is my pick of the litter weather day as my favorite day of the week because I think it's going to be just absolutely beautiful. Already it is. Sunny and warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Increasing clouds tonight, but if you have evening plans, it's going to be great. Not as cool, low 57. Tomorrow is a warm day, mid to upper 70s, but the risk of some showers by Thursday afternoon and a better chance of showers towards Thursday evening, Thursday night as a cold front moves through the state. This is a polar cold front. The first one's a polar front, all right? Okay, just follow me here.
Okay.
So breezy, much cooler, 58 for a high Friday, but the gusty north winds will make it seem colder. Then 30s Friday night, 30s Saturday night, and a high Saturday, 62, with good football weather. And then an Arctic cold front comes in Monday.
So there's a polar one and then an Arctic one?
Arctic one is colder.
Oh,
so that's it's a big deal as we look towards the early part of next week. Check out my morning video this morning. You can find it on your weather, our weather app.
I need to go buy some new long underwear.
There you go. Joey will be in the stores buying underwear today, ladies. Right now it's 63 degrees, mostly clear skies and calm winds at it's about 9:04.
Well,
so, yeah.
I've already talked to Bailey today. Yeah. She wants you to get outside now. She's really been eating a lot today.
We're going to be taking the long walk at the park today.
Oh, really? Yeah. She needs that extra exercise?
Yeah. Well, so do I, actually.
Okay. Fair.
All right. You guys have a great show, and see you later.
See you, Rich. Bye. News and Views is next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery City Council voted no to a controversial amendment to the panhandling ordinance last night. The amendment would have penalized drivers who hand money and other items to panhandlers from inside of their cars. The Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles has resumed hearings after a two-month pause. The board denied parole to 17 of 18 offenders who came up for consideration on Tuesday. They were classified as violent offenders. And the results are in for the special election to fill the vacant House District 42 seat. Republican Van Smith won with 87.9% of the vote. His opponent, Democrat Kenneth Allison Sr., got 11.35%. The seat became vacant when State Representative Jimmy Martin died earlier this year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rusty here from my friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners, so we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7. And call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business Internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
This is tainted because of the motivation, which is a political one.
How dare you?
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
How dare you?
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
It's not just about sex.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon. That last clip there, that last little drop,
it's not just about sex. That was Lindsey Graham.
Who wouldn't know about sex much? Maybe same sex, but not...
Oh, wow, Jack.
I can say that. I'm one of them.
Yeah, but do you think Lindsey is... I thought he was just a bachelor.
Yeah, probably so. Well, I know he is.
But this is what I wanted to begin with today. By the way, welcome. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. We have Frisco Riverstone, if that is his real
name. That's not a made-up name I never heard.
Hey, right. Come on, look. We can't all be born with a name like Jack Campbell.
Well, that's that a wretched name.
No, yeah. It's a great name.
I left my phone over there. Will you hand it to me?
Okay. But I want to begin today with that. Where is your phone?
I don't know.
He probably left it at home.
There it is. And somebody's calling you. Trying to do a show and people are calling your cell phone.
If anybody, I'm going to tell all my friends, I love you, but if you're going to call me, you better do it before about 8:15 because I'm not going to answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen Jack's phone too, and he's got it blown up so big that you could just text him. He'll see it.
Got it on the big text setting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm blind as a bat. I mean, if I rub it, it'll get even bigger, but I haven't done that.
No, really. The phone, these things have where if you shake it real quick. Just shake it. shake it, and it'll be like, oh, is it an emergency?
Yeah, I've gotten that a lot recently.
Really?
What
yeah.
was that?
It's the new update on the iOS iPhone software.
Oh.
Yeah, if you shake it, it's like, is this an emergency?
Yeah, I was like throwing the ball with the dogs, yeah. and then my phone kept saying, are you okay? Are you all right?
No, I'm just playing with the dogs.
What kind of dog do you have?
I've got some German short-haired pointers, some bird dogs.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
You like to hunt?
I am. I'm going this weekend, actually. Well, we're shooting targets this weekend, but...
You know, this is the important thing, folks, that it's life is multifaceted. There are a lot of important things in life, and it's not
just about sex.
All right. here's the thing. Not. I'm sitting there last night looking at the latest of this Rorschach test we call an impeachment process. And I'm sitting here and I became the stereotypical, almost caricature of a millennial. I was like, you boomers, Jack. You boomers. Y'all got the Nixon impeachment where there's like, in the heyday of only a few big papers and this idea of like there's deep throat and like the secret and this bad break-in at the Watergate Hotel or motel or whatever.
Who did deep throat end up being? It's someone we know.
Yeah, the name's out there now. But,
yeah.
But then, while I'm still a kid, y'all get the Clinton impeachment. And though it's
not just about sex.
There's a lot of sex talk to be had. It's like fascinating. We got Monica, and what's the woman that conferred with Monica Lewinsky?
Oh, Juanita Broderick, mm-hmm. and there was
Juanita Broderick,
Paula Jones.
Paula Jones.
Three of them. There were damn three of them. Yeah. And I love that Trump brought them to one of the debates, and they were all sitting together.
Wow, that was a moment.
I know. I think only Bill Clinton and his laundry man know how scared he really was.
But these impeachments were juicy and interesting. But now we have this impeachment that's essentially a deep state paper coup. And I'm sorry, media, but this whistleblower, we'll get to it. This analogy they keep using is all the whistleblower did was pull the fire alarm because he saw smoke and he was worried. He was so worried. Well, what if, as you do your investigation into the fire, you realize, well, actually, this fire was started a long time ago, and it seems like the person who pulled the fire alarm pulled it at a very interesting time. It's almost like that person is the one who helped start the fire to begin with and frame the president for looking into how the fire started. We didn't start the fire. It was always burning. Always burning. Since the world's been turning. Like, come on. This is a frustrating impeachment process. It's very divided. It is a partisan affair. And I was texting a friend last night. I think it's going to be a wash. Unless it could backfire on the Democrats in the sense that they make the election a referendum on them. I mean, you've seen this, Jack and Frisco, that Trump has already tried to define, and I mean, they've done a good job themselves, define the Democratic Party by their extremes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I guess there is some sanity in the Democratic Party, though, because Beto O'Rourke saying, I'm going to take away your AR-15 and all these things he's saying on the campaign trail, he didn't get much support after
that. No, he whacked out himself.
Right. So,
wacko that he is.
There are some sensible people, as sensible as Democrats can be. I'm kidding around. There are good people who are in the Democratic Party. But Trump, and really not having to do much, this impeachment has helped him a great deal. If the Democrats become defined by their extremes, by, say, Rashida Tlaib, Pelosi's played this game of nobody came here to Congress to impeach a president. So what about Rashida Tlaib saying we're going to impeach the MF-er?
Well,
right when she gets elected.
That's certainly not true of the Congress people who were elected in 2018. Right. I think they came there with that idea.
Well, and what about Maxine Waters from the beginning? Impeach 45! Impeach 45! Impeach 45! Get in the face! Impeach 45. Like, this is just it's a show. And it is becoming a Rorschach test where either if you're on Team Trump or Team Democrats, you already are on your side and you're just digging your heels in. Or if you're an independent or somewhat independent-minded, you might just be tired of the whole thing, the whole charade. And one thing that's frustrating is now that they are releasing all these transcripts of these depositions being done in super secret in the bowels of the Capitol, they're releasing essentially hundreds and hundreds of pages. It would be one thing if these had been released at the time the deposition was
given. This is an argument for public hearings. If you're going to turn it over to the general public anyway, get out of the GD basement and get up on in the halls of Congress in the committee room and let the American people hear this live. Instead, they think if they release these hundreds of pages, people aren't going to read it.
Well, and I tried reading a good bit of it, but there's only so much you can read in night.
I know.
And so, like, when you release two or three depositions and each one's 200, 300 pages, it's like, my God. I see what they're up to now.
Yeah.
And it all comes down, here's what I mean, that the fire started long before Trump got there. I think the fire was started by the Democrats, their political operatives, as well as bureaucrats within the State Department, and it has a lot to do with Ukraine. And I've been saying this for a while. This whole impeachment process is to get ahead of the story that's coming out.
About Joe Biden.
About, and Biden's only a small part of
right.
it. It's about what went on in Ukraine generally, and I think this is exactly what Michael Horowitz's report will bring up to a degree.
Well, didn't Hillary's campaign staff meet with some Ukrainians?
Yes. They invited all sorts of Ukrainian officials to the Obama White House. And, of course, it's just support, you know. And they're playing this game of the United States is completely not corrupt. We have the rule of law in this country. You know, and I'm reading this portion of Yovanovitch's testimony, and she's talking about how the Ukrainians want the rule of law. They're tired of a country where somebody based on their status or the amount of money they have or the connections they have doesn't get prosecuted the same way as an average Ukrainian citizen. Wait, is she describing Ukraine or the United States?
Yeah.
Because that seems to be what at least a lot of conservatives have been saying for a while, whether it's Hillary Clinton or anybody else. So this, you know what? I'm envious. I'm an envious, ungrateful millennial. I'm tired. You boomers get all the good stuff. You get to have the good music, the drugs, the sex, the rock and roll, all this stuff. And your impeachments were even better. Like, you at least had Lindsey Graham saying,
it's not just about sex.
Which is hilarious. That's my favorite thing when I found that clip last night, seeing a young Lindsey, who was actually the manager for the House Republicans, putting forward the impeachment articles. Now, in that case, they had Ken Starr. And Ken Starr had all these different counts that Clinton was guilty of. And then Ken Starr testified and was cross-examined in public. And so when Lindsey Graham gets up there on cable news or radio or anywhere and starts talking about this is not the same thing we did in the 90s with Clinton, I think he's got some credibility to it.
Yeah.
Also, I find myself in the same camp as Lindsey Graham in that I said, and Lindsey said, don't touch Mueller. Let Robert Mueller do his job.
Yeah.
And Lindsey got a lot of fire from the right for that. I know people were frustrated with me. Joey, don't you see it's just a big hoax? It's a witch hunt, like the president says? It may be, but let it play out. And when they started moving the goalpost, I don't know. I just come in today, and I'm very frustrated because there's a lot of problems going on in our country beyond just the political circus and the deep state. But it's amazing how this breaks down on ideological lines. That there are some people in this country who think that if you work for the government or in public service, you are, I mean, of course, well-intentioned. Unless it's the other side. But I'm sorry, folks. Human beings are human beings. There's corruption in the private sector. There's corruption in families. There's corruption in friendships. There's corruption in relationships. And there's corruption when you cross that threshold into public service. Just because you work for the government doesn't mean you're more pure at heart than those you know are just going for their greedy profits.
How do you say there's corruption in friendships?
I think friendships can be tried, wouldn't you say? That sometimes people aren't who they... Well, you're a friend with somebody and not who they thought, you know. Well, they're not who you thought they were.
Well, there are plenty
these
of
sorts
those.
Of things. Or it could be friendships of convenience and, or these sorts of things. And then when you aren't doing the same things together, you realize, we just were more buddies, acquaintances. We weren't really deeply held friends. So corruption's everywhere. That's human beings. That's human nature. We're limited. We're fallen. We're prone to missing the mark and doing all sorts of things bad. So I get so tired of the Democrats in particular talking up the government and government servants as these people always on the up and up looking for the good in life and good governance. Give me a break. It's nonsense. And I hope this is a moment where Americans wake up, especially when Horowitz's report comes out and Durham's report comes out, that we all see, hey, these folks used official channels. They used maybe legal channels even to do incredibly corrupt things. And for Trump looking into it, he's going to be called corrupt and they're going to impeach him. He was looking into where the fire started. They pulled the fire alarm on him looking for where the fire started and said, you started the fire, Mr. President. But it was always burning. Like I said, since the world's been turning. I didn't start it. I didn't start it at all. So, that's my rant for the day. Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon.
I'm a little worn out already.
Really?
Yeah. You and your monologues.
What do you got on your plate there, Jack?
I'm texting someone.
Oh, okay.
Because they text me incessantly during the show.
Talk show, they should call 272-9228.
We're probably about to go to a break, but I got a couple Alabama stories that are very interesting.
Okay.
That won't take long.
And did you see what happened at the city council last night?
No, about this panhandling thing?
Yeah.
Was it a big brouhaha?
There was a big,
Is Stephen Reid mayor yet?
No, not yet.
When is it? Like next week?
Yeah, I believe so.
Day after Veterans Day, the 12th, November 12th?
I believe so.
I think it's Tuesday.
Yeah, but there was quite an appearance by all sorts of folks there.
I heard the damn Southern Poverty Law Center weighed in. I can't stand those people. None of their damn business. Panhandling doesn't have anything to do with representing those folks.
Oh, of just being homeless in general?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, and here's the thing. From talking to Mayor Strange... talking to Mayor Strange over the years, I mean, they've not been cruel to folks.
Well, he didn't sign the initial ordinance that they passed.
Well, and they did add an amendment I didn't like. Well, like, on first offense, they wanted to be able to fine or put people in jail for handing something of value or whatever out of the car on a public road.
Well, that's you know, I disagree with that part. If you feel so inclined as to help,
right,
someone, you should not be penalized, and that's really crappy.
Yeah,
So Glenn Prude, if you and your folks are listening, knock that crap off.
It's just a little too heavy-handed government. It's a little too much.
Don't be telling me how I can spend my damn money.
No, I think you can make a justification that if somebody's right there, say on an interstate exit, and they're getting in between cars, these sorts of things, you should be able to call the police and say, hey, you can't be here. You're going to get hit by a car.
Well, I think the safety thing is where I come in.
I'll tell you who they ought to put in jail, those damn people that wear all white, and they have those orange buckets, and they stand at major intersections. And you don't know what they're collecting for. They've got some BS on a little piece of paper taped to their bucket.
I've seen kids out there doing that.
I mean, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's a safety issue.
Yes.
And number two, it's harassment.
Well, and anytime I see somebody come up and hit me up for money, whether it's on the road or at a gas station, that happens frequently.
Oh, I know.
I do a little game in my head, like, what's this person's story? Could be just been a lot of unlucky things in life, bad situation. Maybe they genuinely need gas money. Sometimes it's like, oh, you're obviously going to go buy a beer with that. Or, oh, bro, can you get me a lighter? Like, I won't give you money. I'll literally go buy you a lighter if that's exactly what you want. But it spans, like, the gamut in terms of what type of person has come to hit you up for money.
Well, most of the time, I'm just as broke as them, so.
Right. That's the amazing thing. Is that I wonder what decisions, what things have happened to an individual if they find themselves homeless. And sometimes it is people who just don't.
There are a lot.
Life's dealt them a bad hand.
There are a lot of people, though, that choose. And I think there's some mental health that kind of comes into play, too. And
some.
So we need to be sort of delicate with that. But there are some people that choose to live outside.
Right, right. And that's what my head does. It's like, what's this person's particular story. I'm all fine with the idea of having some law ordinance in place that protects public safety. And also, I would love some sort of partnership with the city, with places like the Salvation Army, anywhere that has beds or some support if the person really needs help. I'm all for that. But I will say, I'll be brutally honest, sometimes it's unnerving when you're at the gas station just going about doing your daily routine and somebody's hitting you up. And some folks are nice about it. Some folks are a little, they'll talk you up for a second. And then all of a sudden, oh, here it comes. And it's,
there was an Exxon station at the Court Street and Arba Street intersection, the service road to the interstate. and you couldn't go in there that somebody didn't come up and hitch up for money. It used to drive me crazy.
Right.
So we got to take a break. We've talked too much.
Well, let's go to the phones first.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we'll combine breaks. We'll make it work. By the way, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Dan Black Studios. If you're a News and Views sponsor, go by Dan Black Studios. Tell them you're a News and Views sponsor. You get 50% off all VHS to DVD transfers. 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of the program. Be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Let's see who this is on line one.
Smooth Operator.
Hey, Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator. I know exactly who you are. You and your fake name.
How could you ever tell?
Yeah, really.
How y'all doing? I'm good. How y'all doing? I'm doing well.
Good.
I kind of forgot. Well, no, I didn't forget. I've been on hold for a little bit, but that was a very interesting conversation with Billy. Just to touch on that real quick, I guess sometimes Jack, I think, might have taught me this, or somebody around his age around the state house here in Alabama. The Democrats, sometimes when all else fails, they have to just try to create a crisis in the situation, what it seems like. But that was very interesting, Joey. I appreciate it. I was just trying to call in and tell you guys I'm enjoying the show always. And I picked up something. I just gotten off the phone, and I think y'all said that you got to try to call Jack if you want to catch him before 8 p.m.
No, 8. If you call me in the mornings, I know you called me yesterday, I think, during the show.
No, sir, I was just going to joke around. I thought y'all said in the afternoon.
So no. If you want to...
Some people, he doesn't call back after 2.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I was just thinking, oh, I wanted to say hello to everybody.
Don't you ever call here and pick on me.
I would love to talk to you if you do have a chance on that issue.
Okay, I'll ding you. If you don't hear from me by 12:30 today, you call me. You got my number.
Yes, sir. And I'm doing the show. And, the only time we ever used to pull the fire alarm was if we forgot the last assignment in college. There's an interesting world out there. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, smooth operator, if that is your real name.
No, it is not.
Who is this on line to?
We've got Boomer.
Hey, Boomer T?
Man, let me tell you something. I seen this thing about 6-7 years ago about this guy used to work up in New York. He was on Wall Street, okay? He decided to take some time off from his job. He took about a month job off from his job. He didn't shave. He decided he was going to find out what all these people. That man wrote a book about it, and there's a thing about it. This cat is homeless. He's not homeless. He lives in a damn penthouse in New York City. This dude's bringing over 6 figures, man, just panhandling. He quit his job on Wall Street, grew a beard. He looks nasty, but when he goes out, he cleans up. He got a beard, whatever. Yeah. So, you can make some money, but I'm like you, Jack. There's nobody going to tell me who I can give my money to or whatever I want. If I want to buy you a beer, I'm going to buy you a beer, buy you a burger. I'll buy you what you need if I need to. But you can't tell me this. But I want to say something about this water park. I really got to, it's in my crawl, man, because I think it's really crappy about the water park. I don't think it's worth the darn. It ain't going to make it, first off. But you know what?
Why are you going to be a naysayer?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you why. If you wait a minute, Jack.
Well, I mean, you're calling to talk about an issue that we hadn't even brought up today, and you talking about the damn water park.
Well, you know what, Jack? Screw you.
Don't call back, Boomer. I don't ever want to hear from you again. I'm sorry. I sound like a former host. But, I mean, we hadn't even gotten on the water park. He wants to call up here and make a big deal. But he's the biggest naysayer that calls talk radio in this whole town, and I'm sick of it. So there. I was asking somebody about the water park and said, I'll tell you who it was. It was Clay McInnes. He said, I thought it was a terrible idea at first, but I looked at it, I studied it, I looked at the plans, and I think it's going to be a big deal for Montgomery, and I mean that in a good way. So don't call up here just naysaying about everything. Find some silver lining in the cloud somewhere.
Does Boomer live in Montgomery?
No, I don't think so. I think he lives in Elmore County. So stop it.
Interesting.
And I love Boomer. I've over the years, he's been a good caller. He's
sure.
been very bombastic at times. I don't dislike him, but, you know, when you call me a bitch and hang up my face, then that'd make me real happy. So he's suspended from calling for a month.
I kind of like you days. Like this, though, Jack.
Well, it makes me mad. It's ridiculous.
Really, you're fun when you're angry.
I know. That's what everybody tells me. Maybe I should get angry more often.
Very quickly, let's go to this last caller here. Welcome to the program. Who's this?
Okay, this is Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Terry, how you doing?
All right. He just stole all my daggum thunder. That last call was a good one. I like that. This show is great. I don't care. But here's what I was going to tell you. I was over on exit 9, you know, getting off over at East State. And there's this dirty guy, you know, he's standing there with a bucket. This is a veteran, Vietnam veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a 5, and that's the only thing I had. I said, man, I got a 5. He just come up to the window and goes, man, you know, I just need some money. I said, man, all I got is a 5, and that's it. He goes, wait just a second, goes over to a block, picks up a wad of money like you could suck a horse, and it's all one size of stuff. He goes, I can make change for you. And I just rolled the window.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Again,
I do want to be able to give what I want to give. Nobody should tell anybody what to do with their money. That's the whole thing. I thought, you know, it's America. You earn the money. You do what you want to with it, unless you're buying something illegal. I mean, what the heck, you know? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's just the punishment seemed a little too heavy-handed. If there, I imagine there are already tools on the books where if somebody's saying, you know, getting in traffic on an interstate exit, these sorts of things, we could deal with that already.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, like if I'm at a gas station, the guy wants his money, I want to be able to give him money. If I give him a dollar, we're going to go 30 days in jail. That's crazy.
Well, there was a guy that came up to me in Austin, Texas, when I was living out there, and he said, hey, man, I've got to get some gas for my car. And his car was pulled up to the pump. And he said, would you please give me some money? And I said, no, I'll put $10 worth of gas in your car.
Sure.
And actually, he was legit. He was like, man, that really helped me out. He didn't say, no, well, I'm sorry, but, you know. So there are ways to help people. But I don't believe the city council has the right to pass ordinance tell me how I spend my money.
That's
you
right. Yeah.
What if somebody's not panhandling? You walk up to them and you say, "You look down on your luck, buddy," and you give them some money. I mean, that's absurd.
What are they gonna do? Have undercover cops?
I mean, really?
Trying to catch you? I mean, is that the next thing?
I know, really.
Come on, they need to be worried about drugs and everything else, not what we give our money to.
Yeah, but I mean, if somebody's there's a guy out on the interstate at if you're coming from the north. On I-65 headed toward Mobile, if you get off at the Southern Boulevard exit, there's a guy named Mike that has a golf ball and a little bucket out there, and he does these little tricks with the golf ball, and he entertains people at the intersection. And I know lots of people that roll the window down and give him money. His name's Mike. That's all I know. Right. Well, that's disruptive, but he's not harassing you if you don't give money. And and if you want to roll your window down and give Mike some money, by God, you ought to be able to do it.
Yep.
So.
Good so, Jack. Enjoy.
Appreciate the call, man.
All right.
Thanks for dinging.
We got to hit a.
Obviously.
This part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Good Singer.
I like me some Eddie.
Oh, he's so good. He's a down-to-earth guy, easy to work with, but he's a top-notch real estate agent on top of being down-to-earth. He goes above and beyond. He changed his own life by investing in real estate, learning about the real estate market. Now he's helping other people learn the ropes of the real estate market, especially for first-time home buyers. He'll teach you those things you might not know about, like home inspection, surveys, owner's title insurance, all these little things that cost a little bit of money, but you could be prepared for. And he's got a few listings out there right now. For instance, here's a little preview. 3301 Hammond Drive in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, just shy of $280,000. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath place built in 2002. 2,300 square feet. Great, great home. High ceilings. I grew up in a house with those big, you know, 8-10-foot ceilings. It's wonderful. Wide doorways, custom matching cabinetry throughout the home, a formal dining room. It's a great, it looks like, family home. I'm looking at photos now. And this is just one example of the many listings Eddie Bader has out there on the market. So if you want to be listed like this home, 3301 Hammond Drive, or you're interested in buying this home, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. 322-0662. 322-0662. We put our stamp of approval here, the News and Views stamp of approval on Eddie Bader. I'm not literally going to brand him, though I think he's such a good guy and good sport, he'd go along with that. But go and help out yourself by going to Eddie Bader. 322-0662, 322-0662. You can also check him out on Facebook and see these listings I've mentioned and more. Eddie Sells Houses at Eddie's Hells Houses. Just look up Eddie Bader on Facebook. You'll be able to find him fairly swiftly. More news and views when we come back. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Frisco Riverstone in the house. 272-9228 if you want to join in on the conversation. Yeah, I just don't think we should be bringing legal penalties for people to give money to those who are down and out, even if we might suspect those who are down and out aren't as down and out as they say. Some are, some aren't. But I think it's ridiculous to bring the law and law enforcement into the middle of this, something like, you know, basic charity.
Right.
But we'll be right back.
Thanks for your input.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualty.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Just a perfect November day today, but hang on. Weather changes are on the way soon. Today, sunshine will dominate. Warming trend continues. Nice day. High 76. Partly cloudy. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low 57. Tomorrow, another high in the mid-70s. Chance of an afternoon shower. A better chance of rain Thursday evening and through the overnight hours Thursday night, ending by Friday morning. Then breezy, much cooler Friday. High of only 58. We'll be back to the 30s on Friday and Saturday night. And a cool, dry, sunny weekend, much like last weekend. Way below normal on the temperature. Saturday's high, only 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack. How are you?
I'm really good. I got a little worked up earlier, but, you know, it's part of it.
You worked up?
Yes, me worked up. See, I've had, like, two big old cups of coffee this morning, which I don't normally drink.
He's lit.
Now that it's getting a little cooler,
that explains
I drink
it
coffee.
For
oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He's fired up.
He's fired up.
I think I feel as good this morning as I felt in a long time. Got my leg on easy this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Had my helper come by and help me get ready.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just a great morning. Had coffee.
That's why you look so good today.
Got plenty of sleep. God, I went to bed at 10 o'clock, which is very unusual.
Yeah, and it's good that you went to bed early. It was like you were both getting in the routine.
I only got up to pee once.
Oh, my goodness.
Only once.
That's good, yeah.
You know, and that's like a 30-year-old guy.
Right. I occasionally get up to pee.
I peed once last night as well.
Did you?
So, yeah. You're about 30 right now.
You're welcome, Montgomery. Thank you for listening to News and Views from 9 Noon. Again, sponsor of this hour, Dan Black Studios. Get
great
folks,
people. Dan's a really good guy.
Take advantage. 50% off for all News and Views listeners, VHS to DVD
That's
transfer.
That's an S load of money.
Yes, it is. I don't even know how they're making money off of this, but, you know. They've done the numbers. I don't know. Take advantage of it, folks.
Maybe
279.
Yeah.
279-6036. 279-6036. Say you're a News and Views listener. Get that 50% off. It's a great, great deal. But what do you say we go back to
Let's
the phones?
Talk to Bud.
Bud?
Bud, how you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Are you driving right now, Bud?
I am. I'm coming through Atlanta right now.
What gear are you in?
What gear am I in? I'm actually in 12th right now.
12.
Everything's wide open. It's amazing. First time, and I don't know how long.
That's great.
Yeah, he said something right in the lead up that just got my mind to thinking. You only got it once to pee.
Yeah.
Immediately, a picture sprang up in my mind of you hopping down the hallway to go to the bathroom. And then that old adage, you feel like a one-legged man in a butt kicking.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
And then I thought, would it be inappropriate for me to ask Jack, how would he feel like that if he was in a butt-kicking contest? I mean, my mind is wandering. I guess I'm on hold listening to y'all banter back and forth.
But, oh, Lord. You're making him pick the leg up.
He's sitting over here
kicking his leg.
This thing's pretty damn heavy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been in those contests before.
Did you win, place, or show?
I placed, and now where I showed was the one-armed paper hanger with the itch. That's the guy that really is talented.
Yeah.
paper hanger with the itch, okay? You're going to have to draw a mental picture for me for that one. I can't quite imagine that.
Well, I know.
You know, you're talking about the government trying to, and you're dead on. They don't need to tell us what we do with our money. But more importantly, if God places a burden on your heart to help somebody, are you going to obey Caesar or are you going to obey God? And I know they wrap it up under the guise of safety for the cars, safety for the pedestrians, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, they can kind of use, just like the school board, we do it for the kids. Well, you can wrap everything you can possibly think of under the safety analogy in one way, shape, or form. But again, if God's really putting it on your heart to help somebody, you got to help them.
Well, that didn't pass. That part didn't pass. Joey just told me at the break.
None of it did. Yeah.
Yeah. So we currently don't have an ordinance prohibiting panhandlers nor people that give them money. So,
I've driven through towns before, especially like Baltimore. Now you'll be at a red light, and you'll see them come out of the woodworks and get in front of your car, and try to wash your windshield.
Oh, that's a big deal. Yeah, that's a big deal.
And if you don't give money, they will not get out of your way. Well, okay, that's totally different than what I've seen here in Montgomery.
They don't do that here.
Down the side of the road. Exactly. They're not aggressive.
Well, we're always behind the curve a little bit in Montgomery.
It'll be about 20 years to catch up.
As long as they're not aggressive, I don't see a problem with it. But, you know, just as you said before, you know, you put gas in people's car. I've done the same thing. Or I'm like you. I don't carry cash on me. I use a debit card. So if they're hungry, I bring them inside and buy them something. But there's something else my wife and I do and I highly recommend to your listeners. Just keep $10 a day McDonald's gift certificates in your vehicle with you. And McDonald's are virtually on every single corner. If you don't have money, you're not close to a store, give them the gift certificates.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that does.
Whatever the case may be. Now, yeah, there's a chance maybe they'll go and sell $10 worth of gift certificates for $4 or $5 to some other panhandler, and then they go buy their booze. But at that point, you've done what you thought was the right thing to do, and again, you just got to follow your heart. But it really aggravates me that the city council and the mayor went down this alley to start off with. It was completely unnecessary.
Well, here's what, and I used to say this to Todd when he came on our show. Which obviously he stopped coming on the show, and then he's not going to be mayor anymore. But I used to talk to him about panhandlers at intersections, and I talked about it more from a public relations standpoint. If you're driving from Atlanta to, say, you know, Beaumont, and you're coming through Montgomery on I-85, and you pull off at Ann Street, and there are people panhandling, that just doesn't shed a favorable light on the city, in my opinion. And, you know, if you want to go out on other intersections where you don't have a lot of tourists coming through, well, then that's one thing. But I just think it's kind of a bad image for our city. And I know that's kind of an ugly, unchristian thing to say. But, you know, it's just something that always bothered me.
Short of having designated areas where they panhandle, I don't really know what else you could do.
I agree. It's a problem. But I still, I'm really happy that the city council didn't decide to punish people who wanted to contribute.
The original ordinance, which passed unanimously in July, requires a mandatory 2 days in jail for panhandlers. Enforcement was delayed, though, because outgoing Mayor Todd Strange didn't sign the law.
Well, and that's because you would be, you know, you can't fill up the jails with with those folks. I mean, because there are a lot of them in Montgomery. I mean, if you ride around as much as I do, you'd be putting folks in jail like every other day. And it's just, you know.
The only good thing about that is you might be able to give them a mental checkup, because how many of the folks on the streets have mental issues?
Well, probably most of them, but, you know, we don't have any facilities in Alabama to put them in because mental health is, you know, bereft of money and resources. So we don't even have any state institutions anymore. They've all closed, every single one of them.
Really? I remember Grill had closed here.
Grill closed, Bryce closed. There's one down in, I think it's down near Camden.
Close to Daphne.
Yeah. I mean, they're all closed because, you know, the legislature refused to address the issue. And we're talking about the Republican legislature. You know, the guys that we elected and put our stamp of approval on have done an abysmal job in this state since they took over in the, you know, in the 2011 legislative session. They suck. And I'm a Republican, so I can say that.
I agree. Gentlemen, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, bud.
Appreciate it, bud. We do have to hit another break here, but I think we can fit in Steve. Steve, very quickly, how are you today?
Hey, just bear with me. My voice is kind of cracking.
Likewise.
Your voice has been cracking for years, Steve.
Thank you very much. you know, society has changed a great deal. Back when I went to work for the police department in the 70s, there were vagrant laws on the books. Right. And we, you know, sometimes we enforced them and sometimes we didn't. And but we knew where the hobo jungle was. And it used to be behind Union Station down there in the thicket and everything. It used to be under Bell Street and around the Salvation Army. And they pretty much stayed there. And we didn't really mess with them unless we got a complaint. And then around Christmas or Thanksgiving, we'd get a kind heart, we'd round one or two of them up or whatever and put them in jail so they could get a good meal and have a nice warm place to sleep. But Supreme Court struck those laws down. And my fear, and I don't know if you've been to San Diego lately, but I used to go out there on a regular basis with work. And the first time I went out there, it was a gorgeous, gorgeous area. Now they have taken over. And the beautiful park that used to be right there by the bay and by the naval yard, I mean, they have covered up. You got to step over them to walk in that park. And instead of spending $50 million, or I don't know how much they're going to spend on this water park, what the river region needs is a mental health facility. And similar to a charity hospital that you could take these individuals to, get them identified if they have a mental illness or what their issues are.
Right.
But you know, we're going to turn into a city where when you drive in, the first thing you see, and they're going to multiply. And I mean, the word's out, and it's becoming, you know, a place where now they used to be in a certain area. You knew where one or two, three or four of them were. Now they're becoming all over the city. And that's my greatest fear.
Well, I just recently took a trip to Austin, Dallas and Austin. Dallas is not a problem. But Austin, because it's such a liberal city government, they won't touch the homeless problem. And they are literally under every, you know, there's so much concrete in Austin now with all these interchanges and toll roads and stuff. They're literally under every bridge, and they're all over downtown. And the governor just sent in the National Guard to bust up the homeless camps. He's like, I'm tired of this. They're giving a horrible image to our city, and he's getting rid of them. And I thought,
well,
you know,
well, when Emory took over as mayor, he gave us our marching orders, and he took trash trucks, he took the infantry down there, and we cleaned out the hobo jungle behind the train station. And the only problem with that is you disperse them and send them in other places. But San Diego is a gorgeous city.
Oh, yeah.
And they passed a law now. They are a protected class. You cannot arrest them. You can't mess with them. You can't touch them. And they're multiplying like rabbits.
Well, the word's out, and they're all coming to San Diego. That's what the deal is.
It's California in general.
Yeah.
California in general.
Yeah. It's bad. But, Steve,
y'all have a good day.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, Steve. We got to hit this break before the top of the hour. We'll come back, do a quick hit here.
Yeah, I know we will.
Yeah, you know, I'm congested, Jack, so, you know, you don't get smart with me. Don't make me call you a name.
Well, you already have.
What did I call you?
I don't know. We'll talk at the break.
Pogo stick.
I really hate you, right?
This hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Dan Black Studios, proud sponsor of News and Views. Not only are they giving 50% off all this month of November to News and Views listeners for VHS to DVD transfers, they also can help you out with some business services and extra video services. So website design, video editing, training video production, television commercial production. If you're an entrepreneur, small business, or you're trying to put your name out there online, get a brand going, Dan Black Studios can help you with all those production needs. And again, create that website for you. And of course, they do take these old analog memories and bring them into the digital future to preserve them for the future. It can be VHS, it can be even Betamax, it could be, well, even...
Like Betamax?
Bader, yeah. No, it could be even like old reel-to-reel film. So, again, check out Dan Black Studios. Tell them you're a News and Views listener. Get 50% off all VHS to DVD transfers. 279-6036. 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios. Like I said, deep voice, freaking allergies driving me nuts. But they are a proud sponsor of the program. We're proud to have them. Be right back after this break, folks.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button. You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by, non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Sidex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Sidex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sinex nasal spray is incredible. Ah, I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.